Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. We are now on episode 34. In this episode, I have some lovely things to go through with you, and I want to talk all about how we know our manifestation is working and signs that it's on its way. But first of all, I want to follow up from the episode I did, the one before last, where I asked you all for any questions you have about mindset, limiting beliefs, manifestation, whatever it is. And yeah, you all let us down. Just so you know, you've disappointed us. So if you're walking around listening to this today and feeling good about yourself, I want you to feel really bad because nobody sent me a question. I'm not giving up though. I'm determined to do a little feature. So if you do have any questions, anything that you're struggling with, whether it's mindset, limiting beliefs, manifestation, anxieties, whatever it is, I would love to be able to support you through this medium on the podcast. And if you want it to be anonymous, it can be anonymous. So just DM me on Instagram, put the title podcast and then what your question is. And this is my last shout out, and then I give up if you're not going to ask us any questions. Yeah, so going back to it, signs that your manifestation is working, because it can be easy to get deflated if the thing that we want isn't coming in the time that we want it for. And remember, everything does happen at divine timing. It happens when the universe knows we are ready for it. You know, I always give the example of, had my husband and I met in our early 20s, we probably wouldn't be together right now, because there were certain things we had to like work through on our own mindset, certain things that we wanted to overcome and get through to be the best versions of ourselves, to be able to show up as the best people in the relationship. And I genuinely believe that there was plenty of examples of where we probably should have met, because we had lots of friends in common but never knew until the day we actually met. There were certain gigs that we went to at the same time, and again our paths never crossed, and it just wasn't meant to be at that time. And when we did finally have our first date, we did meet through Tinder. So if you're on those dating websites and you feel like there's no hope, there's definitely hope. We were the right time, right place in our lives, right mindset, and it was a perfect match. So yes, yeah, so as we know, everything happens at divine timing, the right time for us, even if we feel like we are desperate and we want it now. But I want you to start looking for signs that it's on its way and that it is working. One of the signs that your manifestation is working is that you'll feel an energy shift. So you'll notice a shift in your energy. And you know, I always say you have to be energetically aligned with the thing that you want. Well, when you start to feel positive, you know, you might feel like everything in your life is okay, and maybe you're more kind of glass half full rather than half empty. That's an energy shift. When you notice that you're starting to feel a little bit brighter, a little bit more positive, that's when you know that your manifestation is starting to come towards you, because your energy is shifting and allowing it in, okay? A good way to quantify this is to kind of check in with where you are on your happiness scale. You know, I do this with my clients. I ask them on a scale of 1 to 10 how they are doing. And this just gives you a good barometer as to how you feel. So if you can notice your numbers going up on a daily or weekly basis, then you know that you are heading in the right direction and your energy is going to start to match the frequency of the vibration. Another sign to look out for is angel numbers. If you are somebody who knows your angel numbers, then you are already aware of them and how they show up. Now, I never see angel numbers, but then I also never look out for them. I know my daughter went through a stage of like seeing them all the time. But to be honest with you, I think it's because I mean, I'm just not great with numbers. I think it's a dyslexia thing. So I do forget people's birthdays and things like that. So I guess that's maybe why I'm not interested in them. But as I am recording this podcast and giving them to you, I thought it would be good to do a bit of research on what the angel numbers are and what the meanings are. So angel numbers are repeated patterns of numbers. So like 111, and this represents, I'm literally reading it off stuff I found off the internet, so bear with. 111, if you see that anywhere, it means you're on the right path to abundance, alignment, and creating your dream reality, and you are manifesting things with ease. And then 222, if that shows up for you, it's to know that you are on the right path. You need to stay focused on the things you want in life rather than what you don't want. 333 is the universe working with you on making your dreams a reality. Believe in yourself and trust in your intuition. 444 is you are being guided and supported through whatever you're focusing on at that moment. Keep going. 555, a quantum leap is ahead. Embrace yourself for massive shifts and be open to new opportunities in all areas of your life. 666 is you're distracted and need refocusing on your goals. The universe is telling you to wake up to your higher self. 777 is you're in the frequency of manifesting your dreams. Good things are coming your way. Let it flow. 888 is financial abundance is on its way. The universe is letting you know you're successful. And 999, you are being told to embrace change and step into alignment with your soul purpose and higher self. And then 000 is the universe letting you know that new beginnings will help to elevate your vibration and connect with your full potential. So as I say, I didn't know anything about angel numbers, and I'm going to start looking out for them and their meaning. You can also find out what your angel number is. This was something else I found out on my little research. What you have to do is take the long number of your birth date. So like 12th March 1990 would become 12/03/1990. And then once you've got your long number, they then add all the numbers together. So 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9. And that would give you 25. And then your last step, because if it was 22, then that would be your master number, apparently, the 22. But if you get like a different digit number, like 25, you add the two together. So 2 plus 5 would give you 7. So 7 is your angel number. So then every time you see a 7, whether it's in double or triple digits, know again that this is a sign from the universe. Start to look out for them, being aware of them. I know for certain people, it's like having a lucky number. And this was a lovely one that I got from my an ex-client of mine. When something that she'd been working towards on her vision board, which was a new house. And this was, obviously, I don't know, you know, every house, to be fair, is a painful process when you're trying to buy somewhere because things don't go your way or you don't get the highest offer in, especially at the moment, when I think houses are just going for way above what they are in terms of the price. So she's been on a bit of a struggle and a bit of a journey with the house, and she was putting in an offer when I last spoke to her a few weeks ago, and then she texts me to say the offer in the house has been accepted, and her dad's lucky number, her dad's lucky number was 4, and he used to have a number plate with 444 in it, and the new house is number 4, and then she found out that day at 1444. And that's a really lovely example of so many different ways that the number can show up, that you know that it's right, that it's on its way. So yes, so looking for signs in your angel numbers or your specific number that it is on its way. And then another sign might be that when you are getting tested, okay? So I did some Facebook ads, not last month, the month before. And I invested a lot of money, like around 10 grand in these Facebook ads. Or that was my plan, to invest 10 grand in it. I'd done 4 grand on marketing already, 2.5 grand on the people that were going to run the ads for me. And then we were ready to start the actual paying for the Facebook ad. So all of that was to just the graphics, the marketing, the landing pages, everything. And then that wasn't even me paying Facebook to do the adverts for the academy. So when we started running the ads, and this was the first time I'd done ads in a long time, I'm talking a good few years, Facebook ended up capping me on how much my spend was. So the plan was that I would spend over a 2-week period $4,000 on Facebook ads. And then Facebook capped me at spending £40 a day when I think I was meant to be spending £250. And my own mindset would have been, what? I've spent all this money on marketing. Now I can't even spend the ad spend that I wanted to spend. And I knew it was a sign from the universe that one of two things were happening. One, that it was saying, look, you don't need to spend this amount of money to get the return that you want. Or it was because the advertising wasn't right and that it didn't want me to spend that money. Now, as it turns out, it was the latter. Like, I didn't make any money from that launch. Looking back now, I can see that I was absolutely being tested in terms of, well, one, thank God it had my back, because instead of spending £4,000, I think I spent £800. So, I mean, I still lost a fair bit of money, but I didn't lose the extra, £3,500 that I would have had I put all the spend on the ads. And what it's meant is, and I was so open to, there must be something else, there must be something it is teaching me. And now I'm working with somebody else who is lovely, so nice. She charges way less than what the other team were charging, and her knowledge is incredible on all of the Facebook ads, funnels, etc. And I know now that I was being pushed in a different direction, because actually where I was wasn't working. But you've got to be open to what it is that's coming to you. Like, if there's a difficult situation or circumstance, just know that the universe has got your back and it's pushing you in a different direction. So that is definitely another sign from the universe, because it's also testing your strength. It's testing your mindset on, are you strong enough? Like, are you in the right place to be able to receive the thing that you want? Or are you just going to go back to your old thinking habits of, oh, this isn't going to work for me, I knew it, that kind of, you know, negative mindset. And it really does test you, and you've got to hold on and know that the thing is coming and that you are definitely kind of on the right path. So just remember, it's your responsibility to know that your turn is coming next and whatever it is you're trying to achieve, but just don't let the setback throw you into old thinking habits. Another sign is that you'll start to be feeling really positive. This is a really good example. So kind of like good vibes, good energy. But more than anything, this is more about that you're sitting in the excitement about what's going to happen rather than the fear. That's a really good example of when you've remove the limiting beliefs that you were holding about the thing and that you're on the right path to receiving it, because you've got no resistance, because you can feel the thing that you're wanting to achieve. You're starting to live like you've already got it. You're seeing things in the positive bias, and it just means that you're now energetically fully in alignment, not just to the thing that you want, but overall. The next example would be synchronicity, okay? So synchronicity is when two events happen and you can't decipher why those things have happened, but you know they're kind of connected. So it might be that, you've not seen someone for 10 years, right? And then somebody happens to mention that person to you, and then the next day you bump into them. Like, that's just crazy. Yeah, that's like two different things, but they're kind of connected because it's about the same person, and then you've seen them. So synchronicity works like that, where two things happen and you literally couldn't put them together as to why they've happened. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, to the goal that you're trying to achieve or anything in alignment to the thing that you're manifesting. But when you start to see synchronicities like that, just know that it's a wonderful little sign from the universe. And then other little things are like genuine signs from the universe. So you might you know, for example, you might want to change a job and then somebody might tell you about a role that's coming up somewhere. Or you might start seeing people with the thing that you want, you know, rather than seeing that as a, you know, something to feel envious of, or you comparing yourself. See it as a sign from the universe that it's showing you that it's totally possible for you to have it. And I always think that you, when your manifestation is working as well, it's like the right people show up at the right time. So it might be people who have similar beliefs as you, or people who can point you in a direction. Like you might tell them about an idea that you've got for your business and they might go, oh my God, well, such and such is doing this. Let me put you in contact with that person. Like there'll be signs from the universe that there's little things going on and opportunities that you need to grab. Or I don't know, you might be listening to a podcast and it says exactly the thing that you needed to hear that day. Or you're watching something on TV and there's a storyline that really connects and resonates with how you're feeling at that time. Again, another sign from the universe. Another really good sign is when little things, like random things that you're like, what? I was just totally thinking about that and then it's happened. It's like maybe not the thing that you're desperately trying to manifest on your vision board. So for example, I remember there was one day, it was a Friday, and I always work a little bit later on a Friday because my husband's off, so he kind of picks up the kids and stuff. So I work later, but this night, this afternoon rather, my daughter Fia was having her friends over. And I remember thinking, all right, okay, well, when I get in, I'll make them a big kind of pasta dish and just put it in the middle and they can all kind of help themselves. And previously what I normally do is like make them pizzas, like fresh pizzas. And that's like dead quick to make fresh pizzas. It's like 3 minutes per pizza for all of them. But I was remember thinking like, oh God, it's going to take us a bit longer to sort the teas out at night. Oh, if only I could finish a bit earlier. And then no word of a lie, the client I was meant to be seeing last cancelled. And the message saying, would you totally hate us if I cancelled? I'm just running a bit late and I don't know if I'm going to get home in time. I'm stuck on the tube. And I was like, no, that's absolutely fine. Like, that's totally fine. I'm going to get an early finish, so don't feel bad. I'll see you next week kind of thing. And I was like, oh my God, I totally manifested finishing early, because that person had never cancelled before, never ran late before. And it just so happened on the day I was thinking, oh, I wish I could finish early, I actually ended up finishing early. So at that point, I know I'm high vibration, high energy at that point. So anytime that happens, yeah, I always sit and do my manifestation meditation at that very moment and I start to manifest one of the big things that I'm trying to get. And that specific example that I'm telling you of, I then manifested something really big. And within 12 hours, I'd had an email confirmation to say that it was happening. Like, it's just nuts. And again, you'll only know how nuts it is and how magical it is when you actually start doing the manifestation work. And remember, you've got to keep the faith. Like, please don't go. I beg of you not to go into manifestation thinking, well, I'll just try and manifest winning the lottery. Yeah, because you just, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again, you won't be energetically aligned to the outcome. You really won't believe that you're actually going to do it. So you've really got to start off in different ways. So start looking for these signs that the universe is giving you. And another thing might be that you'll get like downloads. I think one of my podcast episode, Karishma talks about it, and I might have talked about it the week before that as well, like what a download is. It's just a bit of information, some sort of like aha moment or something that is helping you towards the outcome. Like I'd kind of streamlined my business where I was like, you know, everything was running really, really smoothly. I was earning exactly what I wanted to earn and I was having the right amount of clients that I wanted, and nothing was stretching us. And I remember saying to my sister, like, she was like, oh God, work's so stressful and I've got loads on. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, you know, like everything's like just ticking along really nicely, but nothing was stretching us. And then all of a sudden, like a day later, I had this download of, oh my God, I should start an academy. Like I've got this nailed now. Like my clients get amazing results. I should really start an academy and start teaching other coaches. And that was a big download for me. And like even the name Unbreakable Mindset came really easily. Or in fact, actually, I think I'd just gotten it trademarked and I was like, oh my God, and that could be the name of the academy, the Unbreakable Mindset. And it was like everything just happened in a moment of this big download of what I should be doing next. And again, that's a really good sign from the universe. So think about like, what signs is it giving you? Like, what actions do you need to take? What person do you need to contact? You know, when I'm doing my manifestation meditation, if I don't know what I need to do, I'll always ask. So I'll say like, what would you have me do? What actions would you have me take? And that's a really good thing to kind of ask for. And then lastly, you know, if you are listening to this and you are in any doubt that you're not getting signs or it's just not happening for you, then just ask for the signs, you know, like again, make manifestation easy. It really shouldn't be difficult. So just say, do you know what? I just want a sign from the universe that the thing that I'm wanting is coming or that I'm on the right track. And I guarantee you, you will see the sign. In fact, I want you to do that. So if you are listening now and you are kind of on the fence about manifestation or you want a sign about your manifestation, then ask for it. And then I want you to drop me a message and let me know what sign you got as well. That would be lovely. Like, as I say, I'm desperate for you to keep contacting us and connecting with us outside of me just talking to my computer on a weekly basis. I hope all of that was super helpful for you. Have a great week, everyone. And yes, do start looking out for those signs that your manifestation is in progress. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.